A bombshell review of an accident involving former Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews and his wife has found police engaged in a cover-up to avoid damaging his reputation. We cross live.
Now to more on our pandemic overreach, the unnecessary, undemocratic and illiberal trampling of our freedoms, and how we'll keep paying a price for this for many years to come. Don't be too blasé about giving absolute power to bureaucrats and politicians, because they do not like to surrender it. They love power. It is their currency and their desire. And didn't we learn that the hard way? Remember how tough Western Australia was, blocking its borders, throwing people from flights straight into hotel quarantine because the rules changed while they were in the air, jailing two blokes for sneaking over to get to the AFL grand final. The police were using drones to spy on people. The rules kept families apart. You know, the whole pack drill. Well, Western Australian Labor Premier Mark McGowan is now proposing new laws that will allow police to stop and search anyone arriving in his state without cause, any time, no reason required. The pandemic is gone, but the power grab goes on. Hey, this is just over the top.
The police were set up to protect the aristocracy from us, to protect their goods, their lifestyle, their possessions from us. When you actually go back into the history of the police, which is very fascinating, I would ask anybody watching this to actually do the history of the police of any nation, because it comes from exactly the same principle. There is none of it will ever change. You can go to at least 53 countries in the world, or legally defined areas in the world, and you will find that the police were created for exactly the same reason. The two reasons they were created was, one, to protect the aristocracy from us, to protect their goods, their lifestyle, their possessions from us. The second reason was to create state control of street life, because they knew through keeping crime alive, there was a lot of money to be made there. A lot of money.
Through keeping crime alive?
Absolutely. That's their job, to keep crime alive. Not to solve crime, to keep it alive. What they did is they structured what's called a private political army, and they called them the police. Now, the funny thing is, they were created by policy and they are ruled by policy, and they don't do anything outside of the parameters of policy. And if you take the word police and say it differently, it actually says policy. So it's there in your face. And it's always been there. The writing's always been on the wall. It's just whether you choose to read it or not.
Outside a Surfers Paradise nightclub, a group of friends are confronted by police.
I'm so sorry for this dispute.
Drunk, they were denied entry to a venue and asked to leave.
So you need to stand there, shut the f*** up and listen to me. Got it? I am now giving you a direction to leave Surfers Paradise.
The intoxicated man proceeds to leave but is arrested and tormented.
Are you going to listen now, buddy? Are you going to listen now?
Yeah, yes, sir.
He's asked to answer questions, but when he tries to speak...
Shut up!
Officer!
Shut up!
Officer!
Shut up! Got it? Shut up.
That's not fair.
Stop talking.
That's not fair.
Stop talking or you're going to the watch house. Stop talking.
Held in the police van for almost 20 minutes, he's eventually issued a public nuisance fine and released, but it doesn't end there.
Leave!
Telling the group to leave, the officer follows them along the street.
Keep walking or you're going to the watch house now. Keep walking. Now.
We're walking this way.
Keep walking.
You guys go back that way.
Don't yell!
What are you yelling at me?
Like you're under arrest.
What are you doing?
Can you people not listen? Idiots.
We're walking away from you.
You're under arrest too.
Placing him in a lateral vascular neck restraint, a move used to knock someone unconscious.
You're going to?
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
What? Because I did
arrest.
What?
You think you are?
A friend watching on in horror tries to record the incident, but the officer takes the phone from her hands.
Your phone's evidence now.
Gold Coast lawyer James Traynor represented the two men in court. He says the charges against them were dropped and wants the incident to shine a light on the need for an independent integrity unit.
When police investigate themselves, there's no independent oversight.
Right now, there is no independent integrity unit within Queensland Police. That's despite an inquiry more than 20 months ago recommending one as a matter of urgency.
Earlier this year, Queensland Police were forced to apologise for the behaviour of two officers caught making lewd comments about a domestic violence victim.
Right.
But referred the matter back for an internal probe. Queensland Police told 7 News the Surfers Paradise matter is currently subject to disciplinary investigations.
Hop in there, watch your head.
Rachel Baxter, 7 News.
Victorian Police will begin industrial action next week in support of a pay rise. Work bans take effect on Tuesday after months of stalled negotiations. They'll target revenue raising, using patrol car lights to warn motorists of nearby speed cameras. They'll also refuse to process fines, use email or collect crime statistics. The union says the government has forced its hand.
It's up to the government. They want our members to live with less money. Clearly a large proportion of the government's income come from speed cameras and red light cameras, so they'll have to get a taste of what it's like to live with less money for a while themselves.
Police are seeking a 4.5% pay rise, but the government's only offering 2.5%.
There's a sign on the highway. There's a fork in the road. A lifetime of lessons learned don't mean nothing, it shows. Armchair doctor, experts making all the rules, selling us their theories while they take us all for fools. There's nowhere left to hide on that freedom road. Don't tell me what to think, don't tell me how to live on that freedom road. Get your hand out of my pocket, I got no more to give, I got no more to give. There's a cop in the distance behind a big box tree. There's a crime being committed somewhere, but the radar gun's on me. A quiet quarter afternoon, I'm doing 105. Like a fat kid on a seesaw, all tilted to one side. There's nowhere left to hide, and no one's putting up a fight on that freedom road. Don't tell me what to think, don't tell me how to live on that freedom road.